Wednesday, February 2nd. We got into a discussion at staff meeting this morning about the textile agreement and a memo for approval that's waiting from Peterson for the president's signature. The problem here is that the president has told Flanagan to pick up on this and follow up with Conley to get the thing worked out Conley's way rather than Peterson's. President talked to Flanagan a couple times today on this. Then late this afternoon, Peterson came in to tell me that he wanted to review several problems. First, that Flanagan can't handle the textile industry because Milliken and the others have said they won't work with him. Second, there's a problem with Conley with Kennedy's assumed role in Europe on the economy. And Peterson used that as a springboard to expand on the Conley problem, saying that he's very difficult to deal with, that he overreacted to the Viorst column and kept Peterson out of a meeting, that there's a risk of tilting everyone else out of joint. State has been putting out a line to try and sink Conley or split Conley and Peterson. So Peterson's pitching that Kennedy be the textile man instead of Flanagan, and with the clear understanding that it's all cleared through Conley. Flanagan came in a little later and says that Kennedy is the real problem bugging Conley, and he thinks maybe the president should order that Peterson head the council thing on textile rather than Kennedy, but then he decided that really wasn't feasible. So we left it the way it was. The president was somewhat disturbed with a Bob Semple piece in the New York Times on describing his day yesterday because it concentrates on his seeing Boy Scouts, football players, and Republican governors. Makes it appear that he does nothing of substance. And he thinks we've overreacted in trying to get out the personal interest stuff. I think basically he's right. The big thing today was Muskie's speech. He was supposed to give an environment speech to a church women's group, and at the last minute changed it to what he billed as a major foreign policy address, and then used it as a platform to blast the president on Vietnam. We spent considerable time working on the approach to answer him. The feeling that we need to take him on pretty hard. The president wrote a memo covering some of the points he thought should be covered. We ended up having some senators hit him today, and then Rogers is going to go at him hard tomorrow if Scully's successful in getting him to do so. This would be a good chance to smoke Rogers out also on whether he really will do this. Before the NSC meeting this morning, I got into a thing with the president and Henry about the latest Kissinger-Rogers flap regarding Rogers' plan to meet with Debrinen. As a result of this, we made our point to the president, and he's agreed to write a memorandum of instructions to Rogers regarding the meeting as a way to try to keep him in line and handling the thing the way we want him to. Late this afternoon, we had a long talk at the EOB about the polls, particularly in the primary states, and about schedule planning for the year, and most particularly for March and April. The president's ranging back and forth on basic schedule approach. Had the idea today that we ought to go out to the country some, but not be concerned with the national television play, that we should just try to move the movers and shakers, work live audiences on the basis that people are sick of so much stuff on television and that we should do things live. Cahill got to him at the governor's dinner last night, obviously, and made this pitch, suggesting that he come to New Jersey and meet with 100 of the top fellows at the governor's residence, like the 6 top bishops of the church, etc. This probably would be a pretty good idea, and we're going to work up a plan on it. But the president then started to extend it to doing some political type rallies and all, which I strongly objected to, and I think he backed off of it and has agreed that there shouldn't be that sort of thing, at least at this time. We left the meeting on the basis that he wouldn't get into any more polls or that kind of planning until after China, but that we should be getting some plans developed for review when we get back. And then he wants to move quickly into some overt activity using that two-month period for that purpose. End of February 2nd.